Of Nations, WEDO McKeesport.
Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturného radičného vysielania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás nesmyslno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svita.
And rebroadcast on Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Have your paper and pen ready for important information. We have a lot of program today, so let's get started with Amamili Horobitne from the Olin CD.
Жено моя, курку подкодати, підеме ми на сіно яйця позбирати, підеме ми на сіно яйця позбирати.
А як ішли на сіно позбирати яйця, вона була курава, а він засміявся. Вона була курава,
проклинай, жено моя, ти курки і яйця, зроблю я ти колісочку.
Я мушу подайця,
зроблю я ти колісочку.
Я мушу подайця.
You can listen to the Rusin Heritage Program anywhere in the world at any time of the day or night via the Internet. At the CRS homepage, scroll down the left-hand column to Rusin Radio, and there we are. Many of you tell us you enjoy the music, the information, and the news items, and the format of our program. So if you want it to continue, please let us know by your tax-deductible donation. You can call me at 412-331-3124, email rusinradio@sc-rs.org, or check the Rusin Radio box at the bottom of your membership renewal form and include it with your renewal.
This is the last of three sections from the Times Europe article on Rusins. Still, there are some signs of life. Slovakia's Rusins are now recognized by the state as an ethnic minority. Their language is taught in more than a dozen schools, and in the latest census, the number of Slovaks who gave their nationality as Rusins jumped from 7,200 to 24,000, a 40% increase over 1991. This modest resurgence is thanks largely to groups like Rusinska Obroda, Rusin Revival, one of a handful of Rusin organizations that sprang up in Slovakia after 1989 to revivify the beleaguered community by publishing newspapers and books, organized cultural and sporting events, and lobbying the government. In the run-up to the 2001 census, Rusinska Obroda activists went door-to-door to persuade people to declare themselves Rusin. The Slovak community is the most vibrant in Europe, says Rusin scholar Magoci. For that state of affairs, thanks are due to people like Father František Krajniak, a soft-spoken Greek Catholic priest from Medziliborice, who is battling to make sure the Rusin language continues to be used in church services. Krajniak fears that the language's disappearance from religious services will only hasten its decline. Our language is a treasure that informs our culture, he says. Krajniak has a long history of speaking up for his culture. In the 80s, when the communist regime in Czechoslovakia banned his translations of religious texts into Rusin, he distributed them secretly. He's equally undeterred today when confronting the bureaucracy of the Greek Catholic Church in Slovakia over the appointment of a Rusin bishop, a position that Krajniak feels would be an important symbol of cultural identity. Despite the leap in Rusin numbers, Bitsko is convinced his people will eventually be relegated to the status of a cultural curiosity. He cites the 13th annual Festival of Rusin Culture, which took place last year in Mikova and is dedicated to Warhol, as a case in point. Several hundred people gathered to watch an afternoon of folk song and dance, but Bitsko calls it a drunken ball of little value for the preservation of Rusin culture. It's not enough to dust off the relics of Rusin culture the way it was circa 1820, he says. One needs to look for contemporary forms that reflect the fact that we are still living today. The Rusins could really use another Andy Warhol, Bitsko says. Next we have Pitsochkusi Dupnu Norskom from the Tri Hvizdi, Three Stars CD.
Підскочу сі, дупну ножком, на мілого жмуркну очком. А не єдном, а не двома, щоб прийшов він до кола. А не єдном, а не двома, щоб прийшов він до кола. Танці, милий, танці прыжком, під зеленим капелюшком. Най нас твоя мати видит, най ти жену не находит. Най нас твоя мати видит, най ти жену не находит. Жеб собі давно нашел, як єс до нас вечур зашел. Вночі приспав і отходил, жеб з матір не забудил. Вночі приспав і отходил, жеб з матір не забудил. А тераз іч, мило повіч, найвіче пес приготовіть. А треба і колосочку, премаленьку дитиночку. А треба і колосочку, премаленьку дитиночку.
Mount St. Macrina's Icon Reflection Series, represented by Sister Barbara Jean, OSBM, began on October 6th with Sessions 1, and Session 2 on October 13th. Session 3, Holy Days, Part 2, will be on November 10th, and Session 4, Saints and Patrons, will be on November 17th. The times for these sessions are 10 to 11:30 a.m., and they are repeated at 7 to 8:30 p.m. The offering is $12 per session. Learn of the spirituality and symbols in icons. For more information for these last two sessions, call 724-438-7149. Also, the Byzantine Liturgy has returned to the Duquesne University Chapel on Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. and will run through December 11th, except for November 20th and 27th. So come celebrate this divine liturgy, which fulfills your Sunday obligation.
There is in Pittsburgh a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve His people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, call 412-321-8383. Our next selection is Cede Colovo by Mikovsky. Last week, we were at Saints Peter and Paul Church in Erie, where Slavyani performed for their Slavic Food Festival, and it was a wonderful event. The hospitality by Father Andrew Deskovich and Saints Peter and Paul was great, and we look forward to seeing them again next year. And yesterday, Slavyani Senior Intermediates did two shows at Wheeling Island for an Oktoberfest celebration. The facility is just beautiful, and it was a pleasure to perform in such a wonderful venue. This afternoon, we will be at the St. Nicholas Serbian Church Food Festival, which will feature a Rusyn menu. It started at noon and will run till 9 p.m. this evening. Slavyani will perform at 4:30 p.m. There will be continuous music and live entertainment throughout the day. I'll be heading over to St. Nicholas right after the program, so you still have plenty of time to join us and our good friends at St. Nicholas Serbian Church Hall, and it's located on Haymaker Road in Monroeville, for great fun, great food, and great entertainment. For directions, call the hall at 412-372-9895. Hope to see you there. Now we have Na Leloyo Vodo Leo by Anna Poralchova. October is a very busy month for Slaviani. We've already done 4 shows, and we have 3 more to finish off the month. Next weekend, Saturday, October 22nd, and Sunday, October 23rd, the St. John the Baptist Church, 18th and Jane Street, Southside, will hold its annual Slavic Festival from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The extensive menu will feature halupki, chicken soup, borscht, goulash, chicken paprikash, kobasi, pierogi, halushki, smoked pork and krat, and roast lamb on Sunday only. A wide assortment of delicious homemade baked goods are available, for eat-in or take-out. A Rusyn marketplace, a Chinese auction, and more. On Sunday, there will be live music and dancing from Eastern Europe, and Slaviani's Junior Ensemble will perform at 3 p.m. For information, call 412-431-1090. If you would like more information about Slaviani or their schedule, along with pictures of their recent European tour, check out our new website at www.slaviani.org. Also on October 22nd and 23rd, the Holy Ghost Church, Superior Avenue, Northside, will hold its annual family festival at the Social Center. On Saturday, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., there will be a flea market, bake sale, and limited menu. And on Sunday, noon to 9 p.m., there will be games of chance, bingo, a flea market, dinners, and entertainment. Our next song is from Transcarpathia.
Ma
Next weekend seems to be very popular for church festivals. The St. Nicholas Orthodox Church, 903 Ann Street, Homestead, will hold its fall festival on Friday, October 21st, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, October 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Sunday, October 23rd, at 2 p.m. Dinners are a la carte, will include piroi halushki, halupki, chicken, kielbasa and kraut, bean soup, hot sausage, hot dogs, coleslaw, potatoes, coffee, tea and pop, and a bake sale all 3 days. Friday will feature a craft show. On Saturday, they will feature children's game and a Halloween costume contest. And Sunday will feature bingo, a Chinese auction, and door prizes. Our good friend Father Robert Bushjack invites all to visit the festival during the weekend. For more information or directions to St. Nicholas Homestead, please call George Murren at 412-481-6260. There's a lot of things going on next weekend, so if you feel ambitious, you can visit one of the festivals each day. That's what I plan to do. And also mark your calendars for Sunday, October 30th, for the 24th Annual Rusyn Festival at St. John's Church, East Main Street, Uniontown, from noon to 7 p.m. This is the oldest and largest Rusyn Festival in the area, and it gets bigger and better each year. There will be lectures, a Rusyn Marketplace, craft demonstrations, a large Chinese auction, a bake sale, delicious food, musical entertainment by Jerry Jumba and Ruski Muzikante, and a performance at 3:30 p.m. by Slaviane. More information on this event next week. For directions, call the church office at 724-438-6027. Next, we have Dobre Vi Americi from Lemkovina. Thank you. On Fridays, you can get award-winning predohi from Holy Ghost Church, Helen Street in the McKees Rocks Bottoms. Choose from potato, kraut, or cheese. Call Helen at 412-331-5155 each Friday to place an order to go, or you can eat in. And as we close our program today, please patronize the events we announced today if all possible, and tell them that you heard about it on the Listen Heritage program. And we end our program with a wonderful medley by Rolls from Church.
Мурованные пеницы, пью винго с бойницы, не пью гони червене, за пенежи крадзене. Веє там єдно дівче румене, за сто златих ставене. Веє там єдно дівче румене, за сто златих ставене. Дівчатко, пісеме жар за жену. Сто златих віддав на вімену. А дівчатко, пісеме жар за жену.
All who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Wilson Heritage program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дозвольте нам від серця подякувати всім, кому днес почували. Думаємо, що сте сія пачили нашого висилання. Позиваємо вас почувати следуючі неділя о 12 годин до станиці WEDO на русинського народносного висилання. Ходьте здраві з Богом!
Tune to your station of nations, WEDO McKeesport.